This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Feifei, and this is The English We Speak. Hold on. Rob, are you eating?
I am. Would you like a crisp? They're cheese and onion flavour.
Oh, go on then. Oh, I see you've eaten most of them, but I'll have the last one, shall I?
Actually, Feifei, there weren't many crisps to start with. It's this shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation? I guess that's the opposite of inflation.
That's correct. Inflation is where prices rise or the size of things get bigger. They inflate, like a balloon. But with shrinkflation, things get smaller. But not the physical size of things, it's the quantity of something.
I see. So the crisp packet is the same size, but the number of crisps inside has been reduced.
That's right. Let's hear some examples of other people using the word shrinkflation.
I paid the same price for this chocolate bar as I always have, but when I unwrapped it, it was smaller. I guess that's shrinkflation.
It appears lots of brands are practicing shrinkflation these days, probably to cut costs and maximise their profits.
I don't believe it. There used to be 20 biscuits in the packet, but now shrinkflation means there are only 16.
So, shrinkflation is where the quantity of something is reduced. Why does this happen, Rob?
Well, it's a marketing trick. It's so a manufacturer does not put up the price of a product, but just reduces the cost of making it by putting less inside. But we think we're getting the same amount.
Clever. It's the same these days with chocolate bars, packet of cereals...
and BBC Learning English programmes.
What?
Yes, even this programme is affected by shrinkflation. There's less in it, even though our listeners might think they're getting the same amount. Come on then, it's time to go.
Really? This programme seems to go on for longer than ever.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.